1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
Section A.
1. Excuse me, do you have change for a $10 note?
I'm sorry, but I think you can go to the shopping centre for help.
Question. What is the man trying to do?
2. Look at that big field of cotton. And there's a farm with some beautiful houses.
You really get to know the country when you go by train, don't you?
Question. Where did the conversation most probably take place?
3. Can you recommend something that a schoolboy of 7 or 8 will really like?
I'd suggest this toy train, sir. It's an excellent brand. Very popular all over the world these days.
Question. What is the man doing?
4. Do you let people know when you're taking pictures of them?
I try not to. You know, any picture of a person who poses for the camera would look dull and unnatural.
Question. What are the speakers talking about?
5. Can you stay for dinner?
I'd love to, but I have to go and send some letters before picking up the children from school.
Question. Where will the woman go first?
6. Aren't you disappointed that you didn't get the promotion?
Maybe a little. But I know I need more experience before I'm ready for that kind of responsibility.
Question. What do we learn about the man from this conversation? 7. Professor Clark suggested I get a private teacher for advanced physics.
Well, that might help. Advanced physics is a pretty difficult course.
Question. What does the man mean?
8. They say there'll be a snowstorm tonight and the cold weather will last quite a few days.
Oh, we're so lucky. We'll be getting away for a while and having a holiday in Florida. But let's call right now to confirm our flight.
Question. What do we learn about the two speakers? 9. I don't think we can find a better hotel around here at this time.
Let's walk a little further to see if there is another one. I just can't bear the traffic noise here.
Question. What will the speakers most probably do?
10.
Excuse me, I have a ticket for the 6 o'clock flight to New York, but I am afraid I can't make it. Is there a seat available for tomorrow morning?
Let me see. I'm sorry. All the morning flights have been booked up. The earliest we can get for you is the 2 o'clock flight in the afternoon.
Question. What does the conversation tell us?
Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation, and you will be asked several questions on each of the passages and the conversation. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard.
Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage. A dog owner too lazy to walk his pet has lost his driving license after getting caught walking the animal while driving his car. Paul Railton, 23, was seen driving at 5 miles per hour along a country lane in County Durham, dragging a dog along from a car. A policeman explained to him the dangers to the other road users. Due to the narrow road, there was no area for other cars to pass. Railton was told to put the dog in the back of the car and was allowed to go. But 5 days later, police turned up at his home to charge him. Railton said, "I accept it was a silly thing to do, and there was an element of laziness. I don't usually drive in such a manner." The court confirmed that Railton, who is unemployed, was fined £66 and ordered to pay £43 costs. He had 3 penalty points added to his licence, and because he already had 9 points, this meant he was banned from driving for 6 months. A dog owner too lazy to walk his pet has lost his driving license after getting caught walking the animal while driving his car. Paul Railton, 23, was seen driving at 5 miles per hour along a country lane in County Durham, dragging a dog along from a car. A policeman explained to him the dangers to the other road users. Due to the narrow road, there was no area for other cars to pass. Railton was told to put the dog in the back of the car and was allowed to go. But 5 days later, police turned up at his home to charge him. Railton said, "I accept it was a silly thing to do, and there was an element of laziness. I don't usually drive in such a manner." The court confirmed that Railton, who is unemployed, was fined £66 and ordered to pay £43 costs. He had 3 penalty points added to his licence, and because he already had 9 points, this meant he was banned from driving for 6 months. Questions 11. What's the danger of Railton's behaviour?
12. What did the policeman do on the scene?
13. What can we learn about Railton?
Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following news. Life coaches are in high demand these days, especially by stars in Hollywood. So, what's a life coach and what does he or she do? While a basketball coach trains you on your basketball skills, a life coach gives you advice about your life, tries to figure out what you want, and helps you achieve different goals. If your goal is to get in shape, then a life coach encourages you to get to the gym and hire a personal fitness trainer to help you eat healthier meals. If you dream about traveling around the world but don't have enough money, a life coach will give financial advice, give you suggestions on how to save and invest your money, or even help you look for a better paying job. A life coach is not a therapist, more than a consultant and not just a friend. A life coach is skilled in helping you to make great improvements in your life. If things are pretty good, but you want them to be better, coaching is for you. Your life coach is your personal expert to help you realize your full potential. Anything you can do it faster and better with a coach. A life coach usually works with you over the phone, often weekly. He or she will ask you questions that will help you focus on what is most important for you right now, partner with you in identifying what you want, finding your values and goals, encouraging you to take action, and helping you achieve success. Life coaches are in high demand these days, especially by stars in Hollywood. So, what's a life coach and what does he or she do? While a basketball coach trains you on your basketball skills, a life coach gives you advice about your life, tries to figure out what you want, and helps you achieve different goals. If your goal is to get in shape, then a life coach encourages you to get to the gym and hire a personal fitness trainer to help you eat healthier meals. If you dream about traveling around the world but don't have enough money, a life coach will give financial advice, give you suggestions on how to save and invest your money, or even help you look for a better paying job. A life coach is not a therapist, more than a consultant and not just a friend. A life coach is skilled in helping you to make great improvements in your life. If things are pretty good, but you want them to be better, coaching is for you. Your life coach is your personal expert to help you realize your full potential. Anything you can do it faster and better with a coach. A life coach usually works with you over the phone, often weekly. He or she will ask you questions that will help you focus on what is most important for you right now, partner with you in identifying what you want, finding your values and goals, encouraging you to take action, and helping you achieve success. Questions. 14. Who does a life coach work with according to the passage?
15. How does a life coach usually contact you?
16. What is the passage mainly about? Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation. Lucy, we really need to work on our marketing project.
Sure. Let's start right now. Read the instructions first and see what we have to do.
It says we have to look at an area of the entertainment industry.
Can we mail out a questionnaire or do face-to-face interviews or maybe even observations to get our data?
Actually, it looks like we don't have a choice. We have to do telephone interviews.
Is there any other requirement?
Yes, we have to interview two groups. It looks like we have to interview 15 for each.
So those are all the requirements?
Yes, looks like it.
Which area do we choose? My preference is cinema.
I don't think that is a good idea. I mean, there are not huge differences in the market there.
How about making it music then?
Right. So what two groups shall we compare?
Male and female?
No. Different age groups would be much more likely to show up differences, I think.
Yeah, I suppose you are right.
Lucy, we really need to work on our marketing project.
Sure. Let's start right now. Read the instructions first and see what we have to do.
It says we have to look at an area of the entertainment industry.
Can we mail out a questionnaire or do face-to-face interviews or maybe even observations to get our data?
Actually, it looks like we don't have a choice. We have to do telephone interviews.
Is there any other requirement?
Yes, we have to interview two groups. It looks like we have to interview 15 for each.
So those are all the requirements?
Yes, looks like it.
Which area do we choose? My preference is cinema.
I don't think that is a good idea. I mean, there are not huge differences in the market there.
How about making it music then?
Right. So what two groups shall we compare?
Male and female?
No. Different age groups would be much more likely to show up differences, I think.
Yeah, I suppose you are right.
Questions. 17. What do the students do first before conducting their project?
18. How are the students going to collect their data?
19. Which area do the students choose?
20. What are the target groups the students will compare?